Welcome to the Deep Dive. It is Monday, March 9, 2026, and we have a truly fascinating journey ahead of us today.
We really do.
Yeah, and I want you to start by doing something for me. Reach into your pocket or just glance at the desk right in front of you and look at your smartphone. Just stare at it for a second.
Right, take a good look.
Because that little slab of glass and metal sitting right there is officially smarter, faster, and just substantially more capable than a high-end desktop computer from just a few years ago, like back in 2020.
It's wild to think about.
It really is. And our mission today is to dig through a massive stack of recent industry reports, independent benchmark data, and some really dense architectural deep dives. We are covering what the tech world is calling the 2026 on-device AI revolution.
Or as some people are branding it, the era of silicon sovereignty.
Exactly, silicon sovereignty. We're going to explore how this isn't just about, your apps loading a tiny fraction of a second faster. We are talking about a profound shift toward absolute user privacy and the literal death of our dependency on the cloud.
And that context is so important because to understand why this matters right now, you have to look at the leap we just took. I mean, since January of this year alone, mobile AI processing speeds jumped by 47%.
Which is just a massive number.
It's unprecedented. In the silicon world, that isn't just an incremental update. That is a historical quantum leap. Because for the last decade, we've lived in this paradigm where if you wanted to do anything remotely complex, say, translate a conversation in real time or edit a video or just ask your digital assistant a multi-step question.
Your phone had to outsource the brain power.
Right. It had to package up your personal data, send it over a cellular network to some unknown corporate server farm, wait for those servers to do the heavy lifting, and then beam the answer back.
And as of right now, that era is completely over. True artificial intelligence now lives natively, entirely on your device.
Natively on the device.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to make this shift happen, the biggest companies in the world have been fighting a brutal, behind-the-scenes war for this silicon sovereignty.
It really has been a war.
Yeah, and what stands out in the research is that the three main tech giants took completely different philosophies to get here. Let's start with Apple.
Naturally.
They're making some very bold claims with their new A19 Pro chip. They're essentially saying it can run giant language models entirely without the cloud. Looking at the specs, they built a 40-core neural engine, which literally doubles the hardware dedicated to AI from their last generation.
They did.
And it's supposedly processing 15.8 trillion operations per second, running 2 billion parameter models. How are they actually pulling that off without destroying the phone's battery?
Well, it comes down to a radical redesign of their neural architecture.
Right.
The real breakthrough isn't just throwing more cores at the problem, though 40 cores is massive.
Right.
In the past, the neural engine, the main CPU, and the graphics processor, the GPU, they all sat in their own little silos on the chip. But with the A19 Pro, Apple actually embedded neural accelerators directly into the GPU cores themselves.
Wait, so the AI processing and the graphics rendering are happening in the exact same physical space?
Precisely. There's zero bottlenecks. They don't have to pass data back and forth across the chip. It allows them to hit that 15.8 TOPS you mentioned and seamlessly run those 2 billion parameter models right in the palm of your hand.
That's incredible.
It gives them a 40% sustained performance boost. It's a totally different approach to chip layout.
And then you look at Qualcomm, right, with the new Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5.
Right.
They focused heavily on efficiency. The CPU features two prime cores running at 4.6 gigahertz plus six performance cores at 3.62 gigahertz. That's 20% faster than last year. And their Hexagon MPU delivers 45 TOPS, which is a massive 39% power boost.
What's fascinating here is how Qualcomm is deploying that efficiency. They realized power consumption was the real battleground. They achieved that 45 TOPS while actually reducing power consumption for AI tasks by 35%.
So they have more power, but use way less battery to use it.
Exactly. And because of that efficiency, they've introduced native hardware-level support for something called agentic AI.
Agentic AI.
Hmm.
This is where the phone goes from being just a tool to acting more like a digital butler, right?
Yes, it fundamentally changes your relationship with the device. Your phone is no longer just a passive machine waiting for you to type a prompt. With agentic AI, it can proactively perform multi-step tasks autonomously.
So what does that look like in practice?
We're talking about your phone navigating a restaurant's website to pick a table for you, or drafting and sending contextual emails, or even writing and debugging functioning programming code on its own.
Just totally in the background.
Right, and all without draining your battery by noon.
Which brings us to the underdog in this fight, MediaTek.
Yeah, MediaTek.
They've lived in the shadow of Apple and Qualcomm for a long time. But with their new Dimensity 9400 Plus, they are throwing a really heavy punch. The reports say they went with an all-big core architecture.
They went all in on power. Literally. No efficiency cores at all. Just one Cortex X925 core at 3.73 gigahertz, three Cortex X4s, and four Cortex A720s. Pure, unadulterated muscle. But looking at that, my immediate thought is, won't a chip with zero efficiency cores just melt my phone?
Or kill the battery in 2 hours? Yeah, that is the natural assumption. But MediaTek solved that by fundamentally changing the software side of the equation.
How so?
The crown jewel of their setup is their MPU-890, which natively supports MoE, or Mixture of Experts, models.
Mixture of Experts.
Think of a hospital. If you go in with a broken arm, you don't need the entire hospital staff. The cardiologists, the neurologists, the pediatricians all rushing into the room to look at you.
Right, you just need the bone specialist.
Exactly. A standard AI model activates its entire brain for every single prompt, which wastes massive amounts of power. But a Mixture of Experts model has different subnetworks trained for specific tasks.
Ah, I see where this is going.
When you ask it a question, a router instantly sends that task only to the specific expert network that can solve it, leaving the rest of the AI asleep. Oh, well. So even though the hardware is all heavy lifting muscle, it's only flexing the exact muscle it needs at any given moment.
Precisely. And until now, those MoE models were so complex they could only run on industrial-scale servers. MediaTek brought that server-level routing capability directly to the smartphone.
That brings PC-level server capabilities directly to your hand.
It does. We're talking about tasks requiring intense, specialized processing, like analyzing complex medical imagery or composing multi-track music happening completely offline.
Okay, so we have all this raw power, these wild architectural designs. Let's talk about what this actually means for your daily life. Because honestly, looking through these features, it feels like we crossed into science fiction over the last few months.
The real-world superpowers are definitely the most exciting part.
Right. Imagine you were traveling to a rural part of Japan. You have no cell service, no Wi-Fi. You are completely off the grid. With iOS 26's live translation, your iPhone can handle 95 different languages natively. It's not just translating text, it's translating real-time voice conversations and picking up on local dialects without a single bar's signal.
And Samsung has pushed that even further with visual translation on the Galaxy S26 Ultra. You don't even have to snap a photo anymore.
You just point to the camera.
Right. You just point your camera at a street sign or a handwritten menu, and it reads it instantly. The augmented reality overlays the translation onto the physical world as you move the camera around.
That is wild.
The lens has evolved from just capturing light to actively understanding the environment.
And the photography features are just as crazy. The iPhone 16 Pro performs real-time lighting analysis while you're just holding the phone up. It can recreate the lighting styles of famous painters on the fly.
It's completely on device.
Yeah. And the AI Director feature that auto-edits raw video footage, it inserts visual effects, and perfectly syncs background music natively.
It makes anyone look like a professional editor. But beyond the creative tools, the personal assistants are where the daily friction really disappears. Siri, running via that A19 Pro chip, handles complex multi-step coding entirely offline now.
And Google isn't backing down either.
Not at all. Google Assistant on the Pixel 9 Pro is utilizing what they call contextual understanding through their Tensor G5 chip. It actively reads what is currently on your screen, cross-references that with photos in your gallery, and understands your exact physical location to give you deeply personalized answers.
But the feature that truly stopped me in my tracks was the health monitoring.
This is a huge breakthrough.
The testing shows the iPhone 16 Pro is detecting early signs of diabetes just by taking high-resolution photos of your eyes. And the Galaxy S26 Ultra is scanning and identifying suspicious skin changes right from the camera app.
Which is life-changing technology.
It is. But hold on. If I am taking a high-res photo of my retina or scanning a mole, my immediate skeptical thought is, where is that photo going? Am I uploading my most intimate health data to some server to be analyzed by a corporation?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, your skepticism hits on exactly why this shift is so revolutionary. In the past, utilizing that level of diagnostic AI absolutely meant uploading your data to a corporate server.
Right.
Now, That data never leaves your phone. You have absolute privacy. These health diagnostics are strictly confidential. When the phone analyzes your eye or your skin, the AI model is doing the math locally.
That's a massive deal.
It is a monumental shield against surveillance and data harvesting. It's especially critical for protecting users in regions of the world with severe internet restrictions. You have access to cutting-edge AI without ever exposing yourself to network monitoring.
Let's rapidly list out the game-changing stats comparing the old cloud AI to this new on-device AI.
Let's hear them.
Under the old model, response speeds for complex questions were around 2 to 5 seconds. With on-device AI, response time drops to less than half a second.
Almost instant.
Exactly. Battery consumption for AI tasks drops by 60%. And the data cost, it drops to literal zero.
Zero data cost is huge for a lot of people globally.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's talk about the tech that makes this work, the MPUs. We mentioned 15.8 TOPS earlier, trillions of operations per second. Let me use an analogy here for you.
Go for it.
If 15.8 TOPS is 15,800 billion simple calculations a second, human brains couldn't even make a dent in that math in a full day of nonstop counting. And these phones do it in one single second.
It's hard to even comprehend that scale, but to make that happen, they had to solve a major physics problem.
Right, the heat.
Exactly. If the phone is doing trillions of operations a second, why isn't it glowing red hot? It all comes down to unified memory and dynamic voltage scaling.
How does unified memory work?
To use another analogy, imagine a commercial kitchen. In older phones, the ingredients, the prep station, and the stoves were all in different rooms. Data had to be constantly carried back and forth, which takes time and generates heat.
Which drains the battery.
Right. Unified memory puts the CPU, the GPU, and the NPU at the exact same table. They share the same pool of memory instantly. The iPhone 16 Pro features 12 gigabytes of RAM with a 400 gigabyte per second bandwidth.
That is incredibly fast memory.
And the Galaxy S26 Ultra pushes 16 gigabytes of the new LPDDR6 memory.
And the dynamic voltage scaling.
That stops these pocket supercomputers from draining the battery. It acts like a highly intelligent thermostat. The chip detects exactly what kind of AI work is happening and micro-adjusts the voltage in real time, giving the chip the exact amount of electricity it needs for that specific microsecond.
This hardware leap has totally shaken up the market. But consumers are now buying based entirely on AI capability, not megapixels.
It's a total paradigm shift.
It's forcing budget brands like Nothing and Xiaomi to pivot heavily. But the hardware market isn't the only thing feeling the heat, right?
Not at all. This on-device revolution is a massive blow to the major cloud AI services. Why would a consumer pay a monthly subscription fee for a cloud AI service when their phone can do the exact same thing for free, instantly, and with total privacy?
They wouldn't.
Exactly. Tech giants like OpenAI, Google, and Microsoft panicked. They had to pivot their strategies almost overnight and scramble to release miniaturized, mobile-friendly models.
Oh, is that why we got Gemini Nano?
Yes, Gemini Nano, OpenAI's GPT-40 Mini, and Microsoft's Phi 3. They're all a direct response to this mobile hardware boom.
And app developers are just running wild with this. They're using Apple's Core ML, TensorFlow Lite, and Qualcomm's AI Engine SDK to build wild new tools.
Like those live sign language translators.
Yes, that work flawlessly without any internet connection. But let's look at the real-world testing data. Does it actually hold up?
The independent testing says absolutely.
The battery life genuinely holds up. The iPhone 16 Pro hit 8.5 hours of heavy, continuous AI use. And the Galaxy S26 Ultra hit a full 10 hours with its 5,000 milliamp hour battery.
Which is more than enough for a full day.
And the accuracy is stunning. The tests show localized Siri achieving 94% of cloud-based ChatGPT's accuracy. Local text generation is sitting at 91% of GPT-4's quality.
It's practically indistinguishable for everyday use.
So if you're listening to this and thinking it might be time to ditch your older phone, let me explicitly walk you through your current 2026 options based on the independent benchmarks.
Let's break down the buying guide.
If you want the best overall device, the testing point straight to the iPhone 16 Pro. It's got the A19 Pro chip, 15.8 TOPS, it costs $1,199, and scores a 9.5 out of 10. The pros, best ecosystem integration.
The cons, of course, are that it's expensive and you are locked into Apple's strict iOS limits.
Right. Now, if you want the best Android, the crown goes to the Samsung Galaxy S26 Ultra.
Which is a beast of a phone.
It runs the Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5 with 45 TOPS. It's $1,299, scoring a 9.3 out of 10. Pros, you get that amazing agentic AI, a massive 200 megapixel camera, and the S Pen.
But again, it's very expensive, and Samsung's user interface can feel complex for some users.
If you want the most privacy, look at the Google Pixel 9 Pro. It uses the Tensor G5 chip with 28 TOPS. It's $999, scoring an 8.8 out of 10.
The biggest crow there is the unmatched privacy toggle to disable server communications completely. You know your data is secure. The drawback is just average battery life.
And finally, best value goes to the Nothing Phone 3. It's running the Dimensity 9400 Plus with 35 TOPS. It's only $599, scoring at 8.2 out of 10. Pros are obviously the price and the unique design.
Cons, you're settling for an average camera.
Okay, so that's where we are today. Mm-hmm. But what is next? Where do we go from here as we look toward 2027 and 2028?
The road to 2028 is going to blur the lines of reality even further. Apple has already leaked a roadmap for their A21 Pro chip, projecting it will run 10 billion parameter models locally.
That's five times the current capability.
Right. But the truly groundbreaking tech is Qualcomm's development of neuromorphic computing.
Neuromorphic computing.
It's brain-inspired real-time learning. Instead of just processing data linearly, the chip is designed to mimic the physical neural structure of the human brain, learning and adapting in real time based on how you uniquely interact with it. Alongside this, the integration of AR and VR is going to explode. Think about wearing the Apple Vision Pro 2, walking down a busy street, and having massive localized AI instantly translate signs, display the names of contacts as they approach you, and proactively detect dangers like a fast-moving car.
Just overlaying all that seamlessly onto the physical world.
Exactly. Market projections by IDC, Gartner, and Counterpoint are predicting a $400 billion market by 2028.
$400 billion.
Yes, with 95% of all phones carrying massive localized AI.
So what does this all mean? When we zoom out and look at this 2026 on-device revolution, we are looking at a paradigm shift that is frankly bigger than the launch of the original iPhone back in 2007.
It really is.
Phones are no longer just communication devices or screens to scroll on. They are highly creative, completely offline, fiercely private partners.
This raises an important question. One that goes beyond the benchmark tests and the battery life. We just talked about neuromorphic computing chips designed to mimic the human brain that literally learn and adapt in real time. Combine that with the absolute privacy of local data. If your completely offline phone is constantly learning your specific habits, analyzing your health down to your eyes and skin, reading your screen, and adapting to your exact behaviors using brain-inspired architecture,
it's almost alive.
At what point does this piece of silicon stop being a mere tool and start becoming a literal, localized extension of your own mind? And more importantly, when it is inevitably time to buy a new phone in a few years, what does it actually mean to leave a piece of your mind behind?
Wow. That is a deeply wild thought to end on, and definitely something for you to chew on the next time you look at the screen in your hand. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We highly encourage you to go explore these new features on your own devices, turn on airplane mode, test the limits, and see just how capable your pocket supercomputer really is. We'll see you next time.